Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Menachos Daf Yud Zayin. Don't forget to click on the daf option in order to view a marked daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur will begin with the last word on Daf Tes Zayin Omid Beis. You'll see the word Amri Charife de Pumbadisa. Before we go into the Gemara itself, let's take a note of what we have included on the outside margin under our Nosei, topic heading, Mivne, structural note. In the Gemara text itself, you'll notice a few different geometric forms, starting off with a diamond at the top around the Charife de Pumbadisa. Charife de Pumbadisa, by the way, are the names of the sons of Rachba of Pumbadisa. His sons' names were Ephah and Avimi. On the note that we have in the outside margin, the diamonds you'll find around the names Charife de Pumbadisa, Rav Chista, and Rav. The truth is that Rav is brought in as a type of backup position or a basis for Rav Chista. Hence, in our numbering, we've numbered them as follows. Charife de Pumbadisa, that has one opinion, we're calling that number one. Rav Chista, who disagrees with the Charife de Pumbadisa approach, we're calling two. We're calling it 2 Aleph because we want to note Rav on the third wide line as Beis. But there is no difference between Rav and Rav Chista. The topic that will be featured here is a machloikis, a controversy. E amrinon haktora mefageles haktora. Do we say this idea that haktora mefageles haktora? What is that? Mi shehiktir koimetz. One who put on the fire of the mizbeach, of the altar, the handful of meal offering, almanas lahaktir levoino lemochar, with the intention of burning the accompanying levona, the spice that accompanies most standard meal offerings, and he intends, while burning the handful of meal offering, intends for the levona to be burnt the next day. So that's a machshava concerning a burning while doing a burning. So the first opinion, the Charif of Melissa, will tell us that such a machshava does take effect. They will emphasize that this idea will operate across the boards, across the Tanaic boards. We have seen in the past the Machlokis Tanoim concerning Mefagun B'chatzi Matir. When you're dealing with a standard Korban Mincha, in addition to the handful of meal offering that's burnt, there's also Lavona that's burnt. These two burnings serve to allow the Shirayim to be eaten. The Shirayim is the remainder of the Mincha to be eaten by the Kohanim, the remainder of the meal offering. Once these elements are offered, then they can partake of the rest of the Mincha. Therefore, a Mincha has two Matirs. There is a machlokes tanoim whether mefaglin b'chatzi matir, can pigul be established through the incorrect mindset expressed during the offer of one of the two matirin. Rabbi Meir says yes, pigul can be established. The rabbonim say in general pigul cannot be established. In this case, though, we will see that the mindset of pigul here is taking place during the haktora of the kometz alone. So, in a sense, you have a mefaglin b'chatzi matir. will it be said over here that this creates pigul only according to Rabbi Meir? So to this, the Gemara and Harifa de Bobinsa will tell us, where we see the double underline on the second line from the top, their position goes across the boards, and even according to the Rabbanon and the Sanhedrin general, ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir, in this case, the Rabbanon will concede that pigul is established. The Gemara will point out the difference between the regular case of ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir and why over here the Rabbanon concede. As we go further down the Omid, you'll notice Rav Chisda on a diamond, and he says just the opposite. He says that in ein haktorah mefageles haktorah, and he will try to advance his position even according to Rebbe Meir, that ordinarily says mefaglin b'chatzi matir, that a machsheves pigul during the haktoras komets alone could create pigul. Over here, it won't create pigul. In addition to the markings we've described so far, the diamonds and the double underlines, there is an additional marking that will appear, a crown shape. This we explain in the outside margin, with the tips facing upwards. This represents a siyua lamandomer mefageles. This will be a direction in favor of the harifa de pomadisa position. When the form flips over in the Gemara, it will represent either a rejection of this support, or in fact a support to the other side that holds that ein haktorah mefageles haktorah. So we will see this particular form repositioning itself in accordance with the direction of the particular opinion it's trying to represent. Let us now turn to the Gemara. Amri Harifa de Bobadisa, haktorah mefageles haktorah. As we explained, someone puts on the fire a handful of meal offering with the intention of burning the accompanying lavona the next day. That creates pigul. Ve'afilu l'rabbonon, even according to the Tanaic approach of the Rabbonon, the Amri ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir, that say in general, pigul cannot be established if one has the incorrect mindset, the out-of-time mindset concerning while doing one of the matirin. Hani mili hecho dechishev bohen b'shirayim. That's true that we say ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir when one, while offering the chatzi matir, let us say the handful of meal offering, his thoughts concern eating the remainder korban at the wrong time, beyond its time limit. Ulavona b'milsa kaimo, and the lavona remains without any particular thoughts concerning it. That would be a case of ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir that the Rabbonin would say does not establish pigul, aval hocha. But in our example, the chishev lo balavona, where his thoughts concern the other matir, namely, he's burning the handful of meal offering with a thought to burn the lavona the next day, that is kemo the chishev bei bekule matir domi. That's as if his thoughts cover the entire matir. So it's not a problem of chatzi matir anymore. And hence, even the Rabbonim will agree that this creates pigul. Omar Rovo af anan nami tanino. Rovo claims that he has a Tanaic source that supports this position. Ze haklal kol hakoimetz v'noisin b'kli v'hamoylich v'hamaktir. Anyone who does any one of these four stages of the mincha offering process, taking the handful, putting in a vessel, carrying it to the mizbeach, and putting it in the fire. Le'echol dover shedaku le'echol u'lahaktir dover shedaku lahaktir. With the intention of eating something that's normally eaten, like the reshirayim of the korban, or to burn that which is normally burnt. If his intention is to do one of these things, to eat or to burn out of the right place, namely outside the Azor of the Beis HaMikdash, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, that mindset, that thought creates psul, it renders the mincha unfit, the ein bo koris. However, it does not carry with it a koris penalty. chutz lizmanoi pigul v'chayovin olov kores. However, if one has the mindset, the intention of doing any one of these things beyond the right time limit, that creates a kores penalty. If the kores penalty, of course, if one goes ahead and eats the shirayim after having this expressed mindset. My love, how are we to understand this source? Haktoro dumyo dehanoch. The case involving haktoro, which was listed in our source as Dalid, dumyo dehanoch, similar to what we have listed as Aleph through Gimel, namely koimetz noisim bekli v'hamoylich. Ma hanoch bein le'echol bein lahaktir, just like any one of the first three actions, the co-mates, taking the handful, putting in the receiving vessel, or carrying it, applies, in other words, during any one of those activities, a thought concerning either eating the shirayim the next day, or burning the lavona the next day, would create pigul. Af haktorah, so too with regard to the fourth example, the burning stage, bein le'echol bein lahaktir. The pigul would be created whether he has in mind while burning the komets to eat the shirayim the next day or to burn the lavona the next day. Notice with our markings we've dashed, underlined the words haktorah lahaktir. That's exactly the case that the Harifei de Bumadisa opened up with on the top, where during haktorah one had in mind a haktorah of the lavona at the wrong time. That's called haktorah mefagelis, haktorah. So we would have this source that Rava introduces would seem to support the Harifei de Bumadisa's position. The Gemara now rejects. Loi. Hanoch, the first three examples, what we call Aleph through Gimel, bein lechol bein lahaktir, while doing any of those activities, it is true whether one intends to eat the shirayim or to burn the lavona at the wrong time, pigol would be established. Haktorah, though, lechol in lahaktir lo, with regard to the fourth stage, we called dalid, that creates pigul only if while burning the handful of meal offering one intends to eat the shirayim the next day. However, if while burning the handful of meal offering one intends to burn the lavona the next day, that will not create pigul. So at this point then, we don't have the support that we thought we might have had for the Harifei de Bumadisa position. Yosef Rav Menashio Bar Gado Kamei de Abaye v'Yosef v'Komar Mishmeid Rav Chisda. So Rav Menashe is sitting in the presence of Abaye and says over to Abaye, in the name of Rav Chisda, Ein Haktorah Mefageles Haktorah. Just the opposite of what was said by the Harifim of Visa. And by the way, you see we scribble on the line Ein to draw your attention to the difference. He claims that the Machshava to burn the Lavona the next day while burning the Komets of the meal offering does not create pigul. V'afilu l'Rebbe Meir d'yomar mefaglin b'chatzi matir, and even according to Rebbe Meir, who holds that pigul can be accomplished through an incorrect mindset while offering one of the two matirin, hani mili hecho dechishev behu b'shirayim. That is true that if one, while offering the chatzi matir, let's say the handful of the meal offering, thinks about eating the remainder meal offering beyond the right time. The koimetz matir didu, because that handful is the matir of the shirayim. Aval hocha, the case of the thought concerning the lavona while burning the koimetz lav matir de lavona hu, the koimetz is not the matir of the lavona, no motzi mefagel bei. Pigul cannot be accomplished. In other words, according to this approach, pigul is accomplished only when thinking concerning the beneficiary of a heter. However, in the case of the lavona and the handful of meal offering, the handful of meal offering is not the matir, is not that which allows the lavona to be put on the mizbeach. In fact, we've learned in a previous sugya that the komets is not ma'akev the lavona. In fact, the lavona could be placed on the fire first. Omale Abaye. Abaye turns to Rav Menashe. Abaye was sitting and listening to Rav Menashe's presentation. So Abaye turns to him and says, Oni Mori, kindly sir, answer me. Mishmei de Rav, is this teaching that you just said in the name of Rav Chisda, is that not in, did not Rav Chisda say that in the name of Rav? Namely, it's not Rav Chisda's own idea, but he got it from Rav. Is that not so? Amale in. So Rav Menashe answers, yes. Itmar nami, in fact, we have this stated. Omar Rav Chisda, Omar Rav, ein haktora mefageles haktora. Omar Rav Yankiv mar idi mishmei dabaye. Af anan nami tanina. And you could see that this crown shape is inverted with the points facing down. That's because we want to bring a Tanaic source to support the position of Ein HaKtorah Mefagelos HaKtorah. This is contrary or in contrast with the way this shape originally appeared with the points facing up. That was at a point in the Gemara way up the page when we were trying to bring a support to the opposite opinion, namely HaKtorah Mefagelos HaKtorah. So let's see what we have at hand. This is a Tanaic source is brought in to support the idea Ein Haktorah Mefagelos Haktorah. The source features the Kivsei Atzeres. This is a source that we've seen in previous sugyas as well. Shochat Eichod Min HaKvosim. One shechted, one slaughtered, one of the two sheep that are brought on Shavuos. Now, while he shechted one of the sheep, what did he have in mind? Le'echol, there are two possibilities that are featured here, and we've labeled them Aleph and Beis. So, the first possibility is, Le'echol mimenu lemochar. If while slaughtering one of the sheep, he intended to eat from that sheep the next day, hu pigol v'chavero kosher. The sheep itself that he had in mind to eat the next day becomes pigol. However, the other sheep remains unaffected. Le'echol mechavero lemochar, if while shechting sheep number one, his intention was concerned sheep number two to eat from the other sheep the next day, shnehem ksherim, neither one of the sheep are affected with the pigol status. My taima, why is it that both are kosher? Lav mishum, is it not so because the kivon de lav matir di day hu lo motzi mefagel bay? Since the one sheep is not the matir of the other sheep, the thoughts that one has while processing one sheep concerning the other sheep do not take hold. This is the svara that we saw above, under Rav Chisda, that the kometz is not mefagel the levona. The thoughts concerning the levona while offering the kometz do not take hold because the kometz is not the matir of the levona. Once again, the Gemara rejects this attempted support. When we say once again, similar to the sugya above, where there was an attempted support and then a rejection, here too there was an attempted support to the opposite shita, and here too there is a rejection. But of course, the geometric form, this crown form that we have, has the points facing up because this will be the we'll say against the attempt to say ein. We have a rejection, hence we change the position of the shape. Lo, the Gemara says, Hosam, in the case of the sheep, Hosam hu delo ikba bechad mono. Aval hocha di ikba bechad mono ki chad domu. In the case of the sheep, they are not together in the same vessel, and therefore the pigol status is not accomplished. However, in the case of the Mincha and the Lavona, or the Kometz and the Lavona, they were together in the same vessel. Therefore, they are considered like one entity. And therefore, the Machshava concerning one could have a Hashpa. The Machshava, while doing the one, namely the burning of the Kometz, could have an effect on on the Lavona, namely, once again, the Machshava that one has while burning the Kometz of meal offering, concerning eating, or concerning the burning of the Lavona the next day, does take effect, because they are like one, they are in the same vessel. Omar Rav Hamnuna, Ha Milsa Ivla Li Rebbe Chanina, the following was taught to me by Rabbi Hanina, Utkila li kikulei talmudoi, and it is beloved to me like all of my learning. In other words, the following statement found great favor in Rav Hanina's in the eyes of Rav Hanina. What was he taught? The following phrase, Hiktir koimetz, a handful of meal offering was burnt with the intention lehaktir levoino lechol shirayim lemochor pigol. Grammatically, this phrase is not so smooth. The Gemara will try to analyze, like, what is this phrase trying to communicate? What's the idea behind this? And of course, once we discover the idea behind it, we'll then hopefully appreciate why it was so important for Rav Hanina to hear it. The Gemara asks, and we've labeled the following as a long question. The next four lines are dedicated to try to figure out what does this phrase mean. My komashmolon. I haktoro mefageles haktoro komashmolon. If the point of this teaching is to say that the machshava during the burning of the komets. Now the komets is something that's burnt, and he has intention concerning the burning of the lavona. And we see that this results in pigol. So if the intention of this teaching is to say that haktora mefageles haktora, then lema, then say, hiktir koimetz lahaktir lavoino. You can see with our markings that we have a double underline with dots in it, which will feature the expression lema each time, which are basically alternative to suggestions to what was actually taught. If in fact each suggestion is to be taken as truth, in other words, if the teaching is to communicate the idea of haktorah mefagelas haktorah, then lema, then say very simply, hiktir. He should have taught hiktir koimetz lehaktir levona. And leave out the business about achilas shirayim. But it doesn't say that. It does throw in the achilas shirayim. I mefaglin b'chatzi matir komash molon. If the point of this teaching is to tell me that a machshava during a half matir, the half matir, as we've said on numerous previous occasions, the handful, the komets of the meal offering is half of the matir of the remainder, because in addition to the komets, there is also the lavona. So if you're trying to tell me that the machsheves pigol during half of the matir creates pigol, then lema, it should have said, taught the following. Hiktir komets, lechol shirayim lemocher, makes it into pigol, without throwing in any discussion about the haktoras lavona. If the intention of the opening statement, which we, by the way, I should have noted, is dashed underlined so we can continuously focus on this teaching, the teaching of Rabbi Hanina, if that teaching is to tell me both points, namely Haktora Mefagelas Haktora and Mefaglin B'chatzi Matir, then lema, it should have been stated as follows. And the only difference between the following suggestion and the original statement is one letter. It's a letter Vav, and you'll see as we go on in the Gemara, we've dashed underlined it to bring that to your attention. If the teaching of Rabbi Hanina was to communicate the idea, the dual idea, that Haktora Mefagelas Haktora and Mefaglin B'chatzi Matir, then he should have stated his halacha as follows. Hiktir koimetz, lehaktir levoina, ve leechol shirayim lemochar. Notice the vav under the ve leechol. And yet, it wasn't taught like that. It was taught, hiktir koimetz, lehaktir levoina, leechol shirayim lemochar. Omar Rav Ado Bar Avo Li Oilom Kosovar. Rav Hanina is of the following opinion. Ein Haktora Mefagelas Haktora, Vi Ein Mefaglin B'chatzi Matir. very, very surprising that all of the attempts that we advanced above are rejected. Rabbi Hanina is opposed to Haktorah Mefagel Haktorah. He is opposed to Mefaglin B'chatzi Matir. And yet, in his teaching, we saw both types of things presented and Pigel setting in. The Shiny Hocha. This case is different. The Poshtole Machshava B'kula Mincha. His mindset concerned or covered the entire mincha. Namely, while he was processing the handful, he was thinking about all of the other elements of the mincha. He was stating intentions concerning all of the other elements of the mincha, the shirayim and the lavona. Therefore, this has power. This has the power to create pigul concerning the mincha. Toni Tano Kamei de Rav Yitzchok Bar Abba. Hiktir koimetz lechol shirayim ledivrei hakol pigol. Hiktir koimetz is a chatzi matir. So if someone burns the koimetz with the intention of eating the shirayim the next day, everyone will agree that that creates pigol. The Gemara asks for hamiflik pligi, but that's a well-known machlokis, a well-known disagreement between Rabbi Meir and the Chachomim, whether you say mefaglin b'chatzi matir. How can you say over here everyone agrees that it's pigul? Elo ema, rather say as follows: the divrei hakol posel. Everyone will agree, even the chachomim that hold ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir, that nevertheless the mincha is not acceptable. True, there won't be a kores penalty that goes along with it, but it's not acceptable. So this source that says hikter koimetz lechol shirayim. L'divrei kol, instead of saying pigul, just change one word, namely the word posel. We've indicated this with our diagonal dashed underline. Original source, we have the word pigul, and the correction is with the word posel. The Gemara asks, V'lema, why not restate the source as follows? Say, harei ze pigul. In other words, keep the original word pigol, and instead of having divrei kol, you would replace the divrei kol with the expression harei ze. So you would say, let's say over what the Gemara is suggesting right now, as if it were an entire source. We would start at the beginning of the line before and read hiktir koimetz lechol shirayim. He offered the half matir, the handful, with the intention of eating the remainder the next day. Harei ze pigul, and then tell us that it's according to Rabbi Meir. So that instead of the incorrect presentation of ledivrei kol pigul, just say harei ze pigul. And if you say it like that, we can then say that the source is according to Rabbi Meir. The Gemara answers why he doesn't make this change. Tana. Divrei hakol asniyuha. The person saying over this Tanaic source, we had two lines above, Toni Tano Kamei de Rav Yitzchok Bar Abba. The gentleman teaching over this source in the presence of Rav Yitzchok, he had received a tradition that the expression Divrei hakol is to be part of the source. Pigol b'posel michliflei. It's a reasonable mistake to make to switch around. Instead of using the correct word puzzle, he used the word pigul. In fact, the two words are very closely related, even spelling-wise. You're talking about a couple of, just a matter of letter change. However, to think that he made a mistake with regard to divrei hakol, namely, harei ze bedivrei hakol, to think that that which he said divrei hakol should have been harei zeh, a totally different expression, lo michlefle, that he would have made no mistake about. So therefore, we have to keep the expression divrei hakol in, and instead of saying pigol, just put in the word posel, and it will be an accurate source, because in a case of hiktir koimetz lechol shirayim, everyone agrees, not only Rabbi Meir, who says mefaglin b'chatzi matir, but even according to the Rabbanan, say ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir, nevertheless, such a mincha is not acceptable. We now begin the third perek. Hakoimetz es hamincha. We've broken down the different thoughts that take place in this Mishnah with little numbers, Roman numerals 1 through 3 in diamonds. All of these are examples coming off the opening of the taking of a handful of meal offering. In other words, while taking the handful of meal offering, one thinks, one expresses the following different intentions. So let's continue in the Mishnah. Le'echol davar she'ein darko le'echol. To eat tomorrow something that's not normally eaten. For example, the kometz. The kometz, the handful, is something designed to be burnt, not to be eaten. So it's called the davar she'ein darko le'echol. Or he has a machshava ulahaktir, davar she'ein darko lahaktir. While taking the handful of meal offering, he expresses an intention of burning the shirayim. The shirayim is the remainder of the meal offering after the handful is removed, which is ordinarily eaten by the kohanim. In this case, he expresses an intention to burn that which is not ordinarily burnt. What's the result? So the first opinion is kosher. The mincha is totally fine. Rebbe Elazar posel. Rebbe Eliezer holds that the mincha is not acceptable. Later in the Gemara, the issue will come up when Rebbe Eliezer says posel. Does he intend to say that it's actually chayav kores as well? The Gemara eventually will bring a source for Rebbe Eliezer's statement that it's posel, and quote a posuk that says v'imhei ocho ye ochel. In the case of pigul, a double expression, which according to Rebbe Elazar will include not only machshavas concerning normally eaten things or normally burnt things, but even machshavas concerning that which is not normally eaten and that which is not normally burned. If that be the case, if the basis of his opinion is a scriptural reference, maybe he should go so far as to say that there is also kores. But as we said, that will appear as a discussion later. Another example, someone while taking a handful of meal offering expresses his intention, lechol dover shedarko lechol, who lacked dover shedarko lahaktir. However, pochos mikazayas. Let's say an example. While taking the handful of meal offering, he intends to eat less than an olive quantity's worth of shirayim tomorrow, kosher. That also does not affect the mincha. When we say that, also, we saw the Tanakama saying kosher about the first case. So in this case, there doesn't seem to be any controversy. This, too, is kosher. 3. While taking the handful of the mincha, he expresses his intention of lechol chatzi zayas ulahaktir kechatzi zayas. Kosher. He intends to eat a half zayas of shirayim and to burn a half zayas of the kometz. Kosher. Why she'ein achilo v'aktora mitzdarfin? In order to create pigul, there has to be a thought concerning, an express thought concerning a minimum of a kezias quantity. In this case, he may achieve a kezias quantity, but that's only through combining an action of eating with burning. They do not join up. Hence, the mincha does not become pigul, and it's also kosher. What's the basis for Rabbi Eliezer that said that in a case of Ein Darko Lechol, the Mincha becomes Pasuk? Omar Kro, the Pasuk cited is a Pasuk that is a basis or a source for Dinim of Pigol. It says, V'im he'achol ye'ochel mibsar zevach shlomov. That's the Pasuk, and you can see there is a double expression which we've dashed, underlined, the expression he'ochol ye'ochel. B'shtei achilos hakosuf medaber. The dinim of pigol refer to two types of consumption, two types of eating. Before we go any further, just a word or two about structure here. We have a topic heading in the outside margin. The no say, ma mekoru shel Rebbe Eliezer. What's the source? The sover that holds shall kemeitz es hamincha lechol dover she'ein darko lechol posel. That if one, while taking a handful of mincha, intends to eat the kometz, that something not normally eaten. The kometz is something that is supposed to be placed in the fire, and yet this takes effect and creates a psul. It ruins the mincha. So we're looking for the source for that. In the meantime, we've started what really is labeled a long answer, because we were asking my time of the Rabbi Lezer. That was a question. The answer, you can see, is labeled as a long answer marking by the tough teretz in that's circled on the to the immediate left hand side of Mortex with a vertical dashed line that follows. So the Pasuk says, "V'im he'ochol ye'ochel mibsar zevach shlamav," and we pointed out already that this was a Pasuk dealing with pigol, "b'shtei achilois hakosuv medabir." The Pasuk is referring to two types of consumption, "echod achilas odom, v'echod achilas mizbeach." Person eating, which we, in the normal circumstances, we talk about person eats the shirayim. Achilas mizbeach is that which is burnt on the mizbeach. Lomar loch. This pasuk is telling us the following: Kishen shemechashvin beachilas adam kach mechashvin beachilas mizbeach. That's the first point. Just like there's machshava concerning eating the shirayim, the remainder of the mincha, at the wrong time, beyond the time limit, so too there could be machshava concerning burning that which is supposed to be burnt, like the kometz, beyond the right time. Ukishen shemechashvin meachilas adam leachilas adam. And just like while one is taking a handful of meal offering, if he has the intention to eat the shirayim the next day, it creates pigol. And while taking the handful of a meal offering, he has an intention to burn the kometz the next day, and that creates pigol. Kach mechashvin me'achilas odom le'mizbeach, u'me'achilas mizbeach le'odom. And here is where Rabbi Lezer takes his giant step and says that there is also a possibility of a machshava taking effect if one, while taking the handful, thinks about eating that which is normally burnt. That's the last phrase we saw, was mechashvin me'achilas odom le'mizbeach. Let's restate it more accurately than we just did. This last line includes two cases of that which is unusual. Mechashen me'achilas adam le'mizbeach. That would mean, well, while one is taking the handful of meal offering, he thinks concerning that which is ordinarily achilas adam, the shirayim le'mizbeach, to be burnt. In other words, he thinks about burning the shirayim the next day. And likewise, u'me'achilas mizbeach, he thinks concerning that which is normally eaten, consumed by the mizbeach, for example, the kometz, la'odam, for person consumption. Namely, while taking a handful of meal offering, he thinks about eating the kometz the next day. That too creates pigol. My taimo, what is the reason for this? Midafkinu rachmono lahaktoro b'loshon achila. From the fact that the Torah, when describing something that is to be burnt, it uses the Loshon Achila. And we said this earlier, the double expression, He'achol Ye'ochel, includes Haktorah. So from the fact that the Torah used the word Achila for something that's ordinarily burnt, this shows us that there can be this type of interchange. What do we mean? Like we said before, a machshava concerning eating of the kometz, or a machshava concerning burning of that which is normally eaten, the shirayim. The Rabbanon who disagree with this, who say that it's kosher, this type of cross machshava does not take effect. What about the pasuk? So we have two possible explanations. Number one, hai de'afkinu rachmona b'loshan achila, that which the Torah uses the word, the Loshon Achila, concerning Haktorah, concerning that which is usually burnt. What is the Torah teaching us? The Loshno ki mechashev b'Loshon Achila l'mizbeach, v'Loshno ki mechashev b'Loshon Haktorah l'mizbeach. It doesn't make a difference whether one has his thoughts concerning the kometz. He says, I am taking the handful of meal offering with the intention of feeding the Mizbeach, giving the Mizbeach to eat the komets the next day, or he says, I'm taking my handful of meal offering with the intention of burning the komets the next day. Burning on the Mizbeach. But the main point here is, according to the Rabbanan, you have to have, if you're thinking about the komets, it has to be Mizbeach destined. How it's Mizbeach destined, namely whether the Mizbeach will eat it or the Mizbeach will burn it, that, in fact, does not make a difference. Inami, another possibility of what we are to learn from the fact that the Torah referred to Haktorah b'loshen achila, ma achila b'kezayas, this has to do with quantities, just like achila in general, the shiur achila for all over the Torah, where the Torah talks about a din of achila or prohibition of achila, it is with regard to a kezayas quantity, af haktorah b'kezayas. So too, the machshava that one has concerning the burning of the komets must include the quantity of a kezayis, an olive quantity of komets. Therefore, if one is taking the handful with the intention of burning the komets the next day, it must be that he has intention to burn at least a kezayis of the komets the next day in order to create pigul ula oilam achila de urcha mashma. However, this is the shitas rabbanon. It must be consumption concerning that which is normally consumed. And this is to the exclusion of burning of the shirayim or eating of the komets. Those are unusual situations. Rebbe Elazar, well, what is Rebbe Elazar's response to this? In Cain, if the Torah is simply trying to, with the double expression, have Haktorah included under the heading Achila for what they just taught, what the Rabbanan just taught, Im Cain lichtov rachmona im he'ochol he'ochol, inami im ye'ochel ye'ochel, using the verb, the same verb, twice. That would have accomplished what the Rabbanan claimed. My he'ochol ye'ochel. Why, in addition to the double expression, is there also a change in verb form? Shamas mino tarti. From this, we can learn both that which the Chachomim taught, plus what I am teaching, the idea of achila shelo kedarka also could create pigul. As we go on in the Gemara, we have a new topic heading that accompanies this section, the Nosei, Nisayon, an attempt. Lomar, the Hod Rebbe Elazar posel b'machashev b'lechol dover shein darko lechol, chayev nami kores, that which Rebbe Elazar says, that one who has a machshava concerning eating that which is unusual, can create also a chiv kores, have machlokis tanoyim. That this idea that there's a chiyuv kores, in fact, is a machlokes tanoim. However, b'hemshech, a gemara tidche v'yomar de'af echad sover shiyesh kores bozeh. Later, the gemara will reject this and say that no one holds there is kores. We open up the Gemara with a question that we've called a long question. You can see the kuf that's encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text with a vertical dashed line. Omale Rabbi Zeiro the Rabasi. The in taimo de Rabbi Elazar mishum hochihu. If the basis for Rabbi Elazar is this double expression, he ochol ye ochel, kores nami l'chayev. There should be, in addition to the korban, the mincha being ruined, it should also carry with it a kores penalty for anyone who eats from the shirayim. V'chiteima hochi nami, and if you say that is true, that there is a kores penalty, v'ha'at hu the amris mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan, but you have taught in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, moide Rabbi Elazar she'ein onush kores. That Rabbi Eliezer concedes that there is no kores penalty. But if, as we said, the psul of Rabbi Eliezer is derived from the posuk that deals with pigul, we know, carries with it a kores penalty. Why then over here is there no kores penalty? Amalei, so Rav Asi answers Rabbi Zera with a long answer. You can see we've indicated this with a long answer marking also to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, a tuf that's encircled with a vertical dashed line. Amalei, Rav Asi answers, Tanoihi Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. There, in fact, is a machlokes tanoim within the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. We may say that Rabbi Eliezer is a somewhat earlier generation Tana. There were later authorities that explained or dealt with this early opinion, and between them there is a controversy as to what Rabbi Eliezer holds. There are those that say that Rabbi Eliezer holds it's posul midaraisa, and it's considered unfit on a Torah level, and there will be koreis. And there are those that will tell you that when Rabbi Eliezer says posul, it's on a rabbinic level, and of course, no koreis. Now, where is this machlokes tanoim? The sanyo. It will unfold in front of us, but it will take quite a few lines of Gemara in order for us to discover the machlokes tanoim. The sanya, the source begins, Hashochet es hazevach, someone slaughters an animal offering, an animal sacrifice, with the following unusual intentions. We've underlined each one of the different possibilities. Lishtois midamo lemochar, with the intention of drinking the blood of the animal sacrifice the next day. Now we are going to point out, and we've written between the lines, this is an example of achilas mizbeach la'odam. This is what Rabbi Eliezer was talking about in the Mishnah, this idea of a cross machshava, where he intends to, the person intends to consume that which is supposed to be consumed by the altar, and in this case, the blood. Another example of that, lahaktir mibesaro lemachar. The basar, the meat of the sacrifice, is supposed to be eaten by the people, and yet he intends for it to be burnt. That's a case of achilas odom la mizbeach, leechol meimurav lemachar. Or he intends to eat the innards. Now the innards of an animal sacrifice are put on the altar. So here you have an example of a machshava of achilas odom. A person intends to eat that which is supposed to be put on the mizbeach. This third example of achilas emurav is very similar to the first example of lishtos midamo, because emurim and dam are things that are supposed to be to the mizbeach. So we can call that achilas mizbeach, the dam and emurim, le'odam, for a person. The Tanakhama says kosher, Rabbi Eliezer posel. There's another possibility. A person, while shechting the korban, has in mind lohoniach midamoi lemachar, to leave the blood unsprinkled, just to leave it over to the next day. Rabbi Yehuda posel. Omar Rabbi Lozer. This Rabbi Lozer is a later name, later than the one he quotes. Af bezu Rabbi Eliezer posel v'chachomim machshirin. Even though the names appear abbreviated in the same way, it may very well be that one is the name in the diamond is Rebbe Lozer, and he's quoting Rebbe Eliezer, spelled usually with a yud in it. But either way, obviously there are a reference to two different people. You have a later person quoting an earlier person with the same abbreviated name. So the Rabbi Lozer at the end says that in this case as well, seemingly going on the case of Lohaniach Midamo, so too here Rabbi Lozer will posel and the Chachamim Machshir. The Gemara now makes some order of the different opinions that we've seen here. Rabbi Yehuda Alibo Deman. Rabbi Yehuda spoke about the case of Lohaniach Midamo and he said posel. According to which earlier Tanaic opinion does he say posel? Ali Bodeman, Ilemo. We've squiggled on the line the stage words, Ilemo, and then a couple lines later, Ella. In other words, stages to figure out Rabbi Yehuda is based on whom. So the first possibility, Ilemo Aliba de Rabbanon, if you are to think that Rabbi Yehuda says posel according to the Rabbanon, that can't be. Hashta uma hosam. Mind you, in the Resha, in the first part of this Tanaic source, dekomechashev beloshon achila, where he has a mindset concerning that which in general usually leads to people, the loshon achila, to eat, like we saw, to drink the blood, which is equivalent to eating of something. or to eat the Emurim. And in that case, where he used a Lashon which usually leads to Pigol, and yet Machshiri Rabbonon, they were not intimidated, so to speak, and they said it remains kosher. Hacha, lo kol shekein, here, where he uses the Lashon of Lohoniach, which is not even, which is far away, so to speak, from what would ordinarily lead to Pigol, certainly they would Machshir. So to suggest that Rabbi Yehuda, who's a later Tanaic authority, is basing himself on the earlier Chachomim opinion, that would be very unlikely. Elo, aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. So we want to say that Rabbi Yehuda is based on the Tana Rabbi Eliezer, who will passel. We've seen Rabbi Eliezer passeling in the Reisha. He will passel over here too, and Rabbi Yehuda simply is a reflection of Rabbi Eliezer that passeled in the Reisha. With our markings, I don't know if it's too clear, but you can see that we've written in between the lines the name Rabbi Yehuda. We offered a dashed underline and a double underline here, Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. This marking will become very helpful in a moment. So at this point, Rabbi Yehuda, who said Posel, is reflecting the Tana Rabbi Eliezer. Now we have a quote from the continuation of the source that we just saw above. The Oma Rebbe Lozar, Af Bezu, Rabbi Eliezer Posel, V'chachome Machshirin. Even in this case, Bezu, we'll say the case of Lohaniach, Rabbi Eliezer Posel, and the Chachomim are Machshir. Well, if, notice with our markings, we've dashed underlined Rebbe Lozar as well. Rebbe Lozar parallels generation-wise Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was basing himself on Rabbi Lozar, as we said, and now we see Rabbi Lozar is basing himself, Rabbi Lozar is presenting Rabbi Lozar as saying posel. Well then, Rabbi Lozar hainu Rabbi Yehuda. It would come out then Rabbi Lozar is not telling us anything new. Once we've established that Rabbi Yehuda posel is in effect a reflection of Rabbi Eliezer saying posel, what do I need Rabbi Lozar to come in to tell me the same thing? And that you can see simply with our markings how we've dashed underlined Rabbi Lozar as well and double underlined Rabbi Eliezer posel. Now, in Tanaic sources, if you have two names that appear and they seem to be saying the same thing, we know that cannot be. Therefore, El Olav Kores Iko Binayu, the issue of the penalty is going to be the point of difference. The issue of the Kores penalty. This is what Rav Asi started off his long answer by suggesting, that the issue of when Rabbi Eliezer passels, does he, when we have we'll say the cross machshava, the machshava of eating that which is unusual to eat, or that to burn, that which is not normally burnt, we know that Rabbi Eliezer passels. Does he say there's also a kores punishment? So this will be the point of difference. The Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Lohaniach Psula B'Alma, the machshava of leaving over the blood to the next day is simple posel, but no kores. However, Bahanoch, kores nami mechayev. Bahanoch, that's a reference to the examples in the beginning, which are the unusual achilo examples. Those are, in fact, chayev kores as well. The also Rebbe Lozer Lemeimar, and the latter opinion in the source, who is also an interpretation of the earlier Rebbe Eliezer, his opinion of Rebbe Eliezer is, Edividi posel v'einbo kores. Both cases of Lohaniach and the cases of the Reisha of the unusual Achila examples do not result in Kores. At this point, you can see the long answer comes to an end, and we just can review the original the give and take. Rabbi Zera had asked Rav Asi, you know, if the basis of Rabbi Eliezer, who passels in the unusual eating cases, is based on the pasuk of Imhei Ochol Yeochel, should there not be a Chiyuv Kores? Well, and Rav Asi responded and said, you know what? This suggestion is really a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda will say that there is a chiyuv kores, and Rabbi Lozer will say that Rabbi Eliezer does not go that far and says it's possible without kores. At this point, though, the Gemara rejects this answer, this long answer of Rav Asi. Loi, de kule alma kores leka. No one will say that there is a kores penalty. Kores, in effect, is reserved for machshavos pigol, concerning the eating or the burning of that which is normally done. V'hacha shalosh machloikos badavar. In this sugya, there are three Tanaic opinions that are being reflected, which the Gemara will lay out. You can see a triangle appears here, and it's labeled number one. On the outside margin, we have a mivneh, a structural note, which indicates these triangles are hezber, gimel deyas, atanoim, shuzku, liel. An explanation of the three Tanaic opinions that were referred to above. Let us go through them. Tanakama sovar, the first Tana. When we speak about the different opinions, you can see with the triangles we've noted Tanakamo, the top of Yud Ches Amar Aleph Reb Yehuda, and a few lines from the top, you'll notice a third triangle, Reb Elozar. Tanakamo Sovar, Behanoch Pligi. There is a Machlokas Tanoim concerning the first, the ratio examples. Those were the underlined examples, Lishtos Midamo, Laktim Ibsaro, and Lechom Emurov. That's what the word Hanoch refers to. In those cases, there's a machlokis tanoim. Laniach divrei akol kosher. If someone processes a korban with the intention of leaving over the blood to the next day, that will not affect the korban. The Torah only asers machsheves achila, not machsheves leaving over. Rabbi Yehuda savar v'hanoch pligi. The first examples of the Mishnah are, in fact, subject to Tanaic controversy. Lohaniach divrei hakoil posel. In the case of Lohaniach, everyone will agree that the korban is ruined. So far, the first two opinions, the Tanakamo and Rebbe Yehuda, with regard to Lohaniach, have a divrei hakoil approach to extremes. The first approach is Divrei HaKol Kosher, and the second approach of Rabbi Yehuda with regard to Loniach is Divrei HaKol Posel. We are saying this in anticipation of the third opinion of Rabbi Elazar. He will say that even in the case of Loniach, there is a controversy. And we've tried to indicate this with a dotted underline to bring out the differences between the three opinions. With regard to the Hanoch, the first three examples of the Tanaic source there, the Tanaic controversy is stated explicitly between the Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer. The difference between these three Tanoim, the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar, will focus on what are the Tanaic opinions, the earlier Tanaic opinions, with regard to Lehoniach. So you see at the top, Rabbi Yehuda says that the first three examples, of course, are subject to machlokas, as was stated in the source. The issue of Lohaniach, everyone holds, will ruin the korban. My taimo, why is the korban ruined? Gezeiro miktsas domoi otu kol domoi. There is a rabbinic prohibition or declaration of psul, of ruination, when one intends to leave over part of the blood. In other words, if someone says he's shechting the korban with the intention of leaving over some of the blood to the next day, that is considered posel as a gzeira, as a rabbinic ruling, in anticipation of a case that's prohibited midoraisa otu la kol domo, where a person intends, he says, I'm going to leave over all of the sacrificial blood to the next day. It might be worth noting, in the original Tanaic source in the middle of Yud Zayin Omid Beis, the case was Loniach mi damo lemochar. This mi damo, the mem, we've squiggle underlined, indicating the mem indicates partial. We also have a little arrow to the immediate right hand side of the Gemara text, indicating to look at Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and this will draw your attention to the line that we are on right now, which also has a little arrow to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, the focus being on the idea of miktsas. Miktas Damo, because this was the case that was featured in the source. So there is a, according to Rabbi Huda, there is unanimity regarding the idea of leaving over Miktas Damo. Everyone will agree, puzzle, in anticipation of the case where someone says he wants to leave over all of the blood till the next day, which is a Psula Doraisa. Desanyo, and this Tanaic source that follows will reflect this opinion of Rabbi Huda. Omar Lahem, Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says to the Chachamim, "I atem moidim lishim henicho lemocher shepasul." If one would actually leave over the sacrifice till the next day, it becomes pasul. As a result of that, chishev lanicho lemocher nami pasul, an expressed intention to leave over to the next day, also ruins the korban on a doraisa level, according to Rabbi Huda. So that the idea of leaving part of the blood over is rabbinic, and it will ruin the korban in anticipation of someone who intends to leave over all the blood to the next day, which is, according to Rabbi Huda, a psul d'oraisa, a Torah-level prohibition. And we say prohibition, a Torah-level issue that will ruin the korban. The also Rebbe Lozer Lemeimar, and the third Tanaic opinion comes to say, af bezu, even in the case of laniach midamo, Rabbi Eliezer posel v'chachomim machshirin, that only Rabbi Eliezer will say the korban is ruined, but the chachomim will say kosher. In other words, the chachomim do not make the gezerah that Rabbi Huda just referred to before. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.